We have a new official person of the Greg and Dan Show. I can tell you that before we've even interviewed him. His name is Dr. Eric Braun. He's an assistant professor at Bradley University, and he's going to tell us about our brains and the wires in our brains, Danny, specifically yours and mine. He is going to rewire our brains to get all that junk out of there. Is the word dysregulation, is that the word I'm looking at, of our brains? And so we've set it up all morning with you in that telling people that you're coming. Our brains are frayed. If the wires in our if our brain were wires, we're frayed a little bit because we've got all this stressor. We have all these stressors. We have COVID and isolation and Ukraine, looming wars and all those kind of things. What does dysregulation of our brain mean?
So dysregulation of the brain, think of it as almost like if you're getting used to a certain way of living, whether that be even from like a traumatic upbringing, for example, or, you know, a world event like this one or like 9/11, Columbine, all those types of horrible things, your brain, you form these what they're calling neural pathways.
Yeah, I've heard of that.
And what those are is it's kind of the way that you feel and think and behave, your brain kind of, and this isn't physically true, but you can kind of think of it this way. Your brain kind of forms these grooves. You get used to the way, those ways of thinking.
Could you say the word normalcy? Whatever your normal is, what mine is, yours is yours is different than mine, but I'm used to getting up every day and going to this job and doing this thing, and then on the weekends I do these kind of things. And while there may be variances in there, it's kind of the same. It's kind of the same, right?
Sure. Like, and so that's why good habits and bad habits, however you define good and bad,
sure,
that those contribute to that, right? So
yeah, yeah.
If you get up every morning and exercise or meditate or do any number of other healthy ways of coping,
right,
your brain is going to get used to that and respond to that eventually. If you're like me sometimes and you play too much video games, your brain's going to get used to that too, right? And
sure.
So if you take that to these types of world events and looking at the news and worrying about it all the time, and you know, some people like to purposely look at things they disagree with. And there's almost an addictive quality to that.
I was going
to
ask that.
Your brain gets used to that, too.
Is that under the definition of addiction? Or, like, if every day I get up to try to find out who I'm mad at, it seems addicting to me.
Yeah, so I don't think there's not something in it specifically officially, you know, on the DSM-5.
Right.
But it certainly behaves the same way as addiction. It's just you don't have as much of that physiological stuff.
That device right there in front of you is the addiction. They did studies where they put people in a room with nothing, and after 3 minutes they get started jonesing. And people are growing up now without the ability to turn off and go sit on the back porch and watch a tree wave in the wind. And this inability to disconnect and be quiet is probably adding to all of this, right?
Certainly, yeah. And you know, with technology and stuff, there are other certain things too that contribute to that as well. For instance, if you forgot the name of an actor back in the day, and you're just talking with your friends, you got to go, what was the name of that person? I can't think of that. And then you and your buddies talk about it, and then eventually maybe you get to the answer. With the phone, you instantly get it, and there may be something lost in that, right? Because you're not, in a certain way, your brain's not being challenged that way.
Okay, now, this is the greatest news I've ever heard, Danny.
Yeah.
Because it's like Dr. Braun has listened to the Greg and Dan Show for the last 17 years.
Yeah.
That happens to us almost every day, where one of us will go, who's that guy with
the
thing?
The guy with the hat. Yeah.
And you're right. We live in this Google-centric world And so the fact that we can access it right away actually might be damaging, or at least not be a positive thing to helping work the muscle, if I can say it that way, of the brain, right?
Yeah, in a way, it limits your ability to be bored. And you in a way, being bored is good because it limits you, you know, it forces you to have imagination.
And you know? My favorite thing as a kid, looking back on my summers, was being bored with nothing to do for hours trying to come up with stuff. And another thing that might add all of this is, for some reason, parents look at the kids in the summer going, well, they just can't sit around all summer, so they fill up their schedules with travel teams and all this and that. And that probably adds to all of it, too.
Yeah, and for you know, kids like me who are introverts, I mean, I'm not a kid anymore, I'm 36, but you know, when I was a kid, and still now, I was an introvert and am an introvert. And when you fill your schedule with lots of stuff, you know, you never have that winding down time. You never have that rest. You
this
know?
Is different. Tell me how it's different than mental health issues. Although this feels like it, it's a little different, right? This is not, I'm dealing with a mental illness or a mental health challenge. I have a brain that is just off its path that will lead me in a positive way. And the stresses of the world, COVID and Ukraine and all the other big things, can take me down that path. So what do we do about that?
Yeah, so there are a number of approaches. So people often ask me, and I'm going to get to the answer in kind of a roundabout way. But
that's okay.
So people often ask me, what's the difference between counseling and psychology? And psychology comes from a medical model. In other words, they assume there's something wrong. Counseling doesn't necessarily assume there's something wrong. And we need both fields. I'm not denigrating psychology in any way. But counseling comes from a wellness perspective, meaning we're all growing. We all have something in our lives we'd like to see different. And so this is more of a wellness issue, and in an indirect way, it's a mental health issue. It's just we're not dealing with a disorder.
I understand.
And so the way to do that, the way I approach it personally is I exercise regularly. And one of the best things I've done for my personal wellness and mental health has been meditation. Probably 5 times a week, and sometimes I miss
that
stuff.
Quiets all the noise, right?
And what that does is it helps the regulation, because if you're doing it in kind of in the mindfulness style of meditation, which is counting your breaths. If I breathe in, that's one. I breathe out, that's two. And then when I get to 10, I start over. And I focus on that. And then when I say, when I notice, oh, my mind's wandering, let's come back to the breathing. And maybe we do this thing called noting, N-O-T-I-N-G. I note what the feeling was or what the thought was that got me off of that. Was it an unpleasant feeling or was it a pleasant feeling? And was it anxiety? Was it anger? Was it whatever it was? And I come back. And what that does is that helps those neural pathways that I was talking about earlier, and it gets your brain more used to going, okay, everything's cool. I'm back on track. And you kind of get used to those, what we consider to be unpleasant emotions, and you get to be more okay with those emotions.
It reminds me a lot of, Eckhart Tolle wrote The Power of Now, but it reminds me a lot of Zen Buddhism, in the sense that it's only the present. All these things are distractions. The only thing you control is now, so be in the now.
Sure, yeah. And certainly there's something to be said for reflecting on the past. You know, we can learn from the past and so forth. But being in the present is a very healthy way to be. Mm-hmm. And really, it's that idea of training your brain to get back to not avoiding these unpleasant emotions, but learning to ride them out and learning to say, okay, this is part of the human experience. I'm gonna keep going with it. It's gonna end at some point.
Will you do me a favor? Will you come back a lot?
Yeah.
Because even having this conversation made me calmer. I'm not making that up. I was sitting here listening to you, and I'm thinking, all right, I'm feeling myself come down a little bit. Dan and I live in a world that's very fast. We start this thing at 5:30 in the morning, and then we go, right, until 10 minutes from now. And there's lots of problems in the world. We talk about all of them. Sometimes you carry those with you. You carry them home and go, oh, my gosh, I don't know if I can do this again tomorrow. And all of what you said are going to be great tools for us. How do we find you at Bradley if we want to, not me and Danny, but I mean, if folks want to reach out and learn more about your courses and such, what do we do?
Yeah, so I'm at my email address, if you have questions or something, is ejbraun@mail.bradley.edu. I'm happy to talk about this stuff.
A lot of it is taking up a discipline. You mentioned off air you do Brazilian jiu-jitsu, but that has to put your mind focused into a discipline.
Oh, yeah.
And so if people can find that instead of just being distracted, a lot of it is like meditation discipline.
Yeah, yeah. And you have to be, you know, I've trained in martial arts for decades now at this point, and, in a number of different styles. And when you're in a fighting situation, you can't be
distracted
anywhere other than in the present.
That's a good point, isn't it, Greg?
That is a very good point. That is a very good point. One more thing before you leave. Something coming up at Bradley here very soon called the Super Brain Summit. Tell us what that's all about.
A wonderful neuroscientist and neurocounselor, Dr. Wexler, is going to be there. He's done some great work with schizophrenia, addiction, and now digital neurotherapeutics. The event is going to be April 8th, which is a Friday, and it's all day, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., and the deadline to register for it is the 30th of March.
So that's coming up next week, and this is, you can get continuing education credits.
Yes.
If you're in the field of many different fields, so you get your CEUs on that.
And it's very cheap for Bradley students.
All right.
It's like $20.
More information, we'll pass it along in the days to come, but before the deadline.